Healthcare provider. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. A healthcare provider may refer to either an individual or an institution that provides preventative, curative, and promotional or rehabilitative healthcare services in a systematic way to individuals, families, or communities. Individual healthcare providers, also known as health workers, may be either a health professional, an allied health professional, a community health worker, or other person trained in medicine, nursing, or other health services fields. Institutions, also known as health facilities, include hospitals, primary health care centers, and other service delivery points. The practice of health professionals and operation of healthcare institutions is typically regulated by national or state provincial authorities through appropriate regulatory bodies for purposes of quality assurance. Together, they form part of an overall healthcare system. Institutions, hospital. A hospital is an institution for healthcare, typically providing specialized treatment for inpatient or overnight stays. Some hospitals primarily admit patients suffering from a specific disease or affection, or are reserved for the diagnosis and treatment of conditions affecting a specific age group. Others have a mandate that expands beyond offering dominantly curative and rehabilitative care services to include promotional, preventive, and educational roles as part of a primary healthcare approach. Today, hospitals are usually funded by the state, health organizations, for-profit or non-profit, by health insurances, or by charities and by donations. Historically, however, they were often founded and funded by religious orders or charitable individuals and leaders. Hospitals are nowadays staffed by professionally trained doctors, nurses, paramedical clinicians, etc., whereas in history, this work was usually done by the founding religious orders or by volunteers. Healthcare centers. Healthcare centers, also known as clinics, serve as first point of contact with a health professional and provide outpatient medical, nursing, dental, and other types of care services. Like hospitals, they may be governed and funded by government, parastatal organizations, or private or religious organizations, for profit or not for profit. Medical nursing home. Medical nursing homes, including residential treatment centers, are healthcare institutions which have accommodation facilities and which engage in providing short or long-term medical treatment of a general or specialized nature not performed by hospitals to inpatients with any of a wide variety of medical conditions. Pharmacies and drug stores. Pharmacies and drug stores comprise establishments engaged in retailing prescription or non-prescription drugs and medicines, and other types of medical and orthopedic goods. Regulated pharmacies may be based in hospitals or clinics, or they may be privately operated, and are usually staffed by pharmacists, pharmaceutical technicians, or pharmaceutical assistants. Medical laboratory and research. A medical laboratory or a clinical laboratory is a laboratory where tests are done on biological specimens in order to get information about the health of a patient. Such laboratories may be divided into categorical departments such as microbiology, hematology, clinical biochemistry, immunology, serology, histology, cytology, cytogenetics, or virology. In many countries, there are two main types of labs that process the majority of medical specimens. Hospital laboratories are attached to a hospital and perform tests on these patients. Private or community laboratories receive samples from general practitioners insurance companies, and other health clinics for analysis. Biomedical research, or experimental medicine, in general simply known as medical research, is the basic research or applied research conducted to aid the body of knowledge in the field of medicine. Medical research can be divided into two general categories: the evaluation of new treatments for both safety and efficacy in what are termed clinical trials, and all other research that contributes to the development of new treatments. The latter is termed preclinical research if its goal is specifically to elaborate knowledge for the development of new therapeutic strategies. Practitioners and professionals. Healthcare practitioners include physicians, including general practitioners and specialists, dentists, audiologists, speech pathologists, physician assistants, nurses, midwives, pharmaconomists or pharmacists, dietitians, therapists, psychologists, chiropractors, clinical officers, physical therapists, phlebotomists, occupational therapists, optometrists, emergency medical technicians, paramedics, medical laboratory technicians, medical prosthetic technicians, radiographers, social workers, and a wide variety of other human resources trained to provide some type of healthcare service. They often work in hospitals, healthcare centers, and other service delivery points, but also in academic training, research, and administration. Many countries have a large number of community healthcare workers, or community health workers, who work outside of formal healthcare institutions, managers of healthcare services, medical records, and health information technicians, and other support workers are also considered a vital part of healthcare teams. Healthcare practitioners are commonly grouped into key fields of medical, nursing, dentistry, pharmacy, physical therapy, allied health professions. Within each field, practitioners are often classified according to skill level and skill specialization. Health professionals are highly skilled workers in professions that usually require extensive knowledge, including university level study, leading to the award of a first degree or higher qualification. This category includes physicians, dentists, nurse practitioners, pharmacists, physiotherapists, optometrists, and others. Allied health professionals, also referred to as health associate professionals, in the International Standard Classification of Occupations, support implementation of healthcare treatment and referral plans, usually established by medical, nursing, and other health professionals, and usually require formal qualifications to practice their profession. This category includes medical assistants, dental hygienists, assistant nurses, pharmacy technicians, physiotherapy technicians, dispensing opticians, and others. Another way to categorize healthcare practitioners is according to the subfield in which they practice, such as mental health care, pregnancy and childbirth care, surgical care, rehabilitation care, or public health. Health professionals: audiologists, chiropractors, clinical officers, dentists, dietitians, health administrators, medical technologists, midwives, nurses, nurse practitioners, optometrists, pharmacists, phlebotomists, physicians, psychologists, psychotherapists, physiotherapists, mental health practitioners. A mental health practitioner is a health worker who offers services for the purpose of improving an individual's mental health or treating mental illness. These include psychiatrists, clinical psychologists, clinical social workers, mental health nurse practitioners, marriage and family therapists, as well as other health professionals and allied health professions. These healthcare providers often deal with the same illnesses, disorders, conditions, and issues. However, their scope of practice often differs. The most significant difference across categories of mental health practitioners is education and training. Maternal and newborn health practitioners. A maternal and newborn health practitioner is a health worker who deals with the care of women and their children before, during, and after pregnancy and childbirth. These include obstetricians, obstetrical nurses, midwives, and others. One of the main differences across these professions is the training and authority to provide surgical services. In some developing countries, traditional birth attendants or traditional midwives are the primary source of pregnancy and childbirth care for many women and families, although they are not certified or licensed. Surgical practitioners. A surgical practitioner is a health worker who specializes in the planning and delivery of a patient's perioperative care, including during the anesthetic, surgical, and recovery stages. They may include general and specialist surgeons, nurses, clinical officers, operating department practitioners, anesthetic technicians, surgical technologists, and others. Rehabilitation care practitioners. A rehabilitation care practitioner is a health worker who provides care and treatment which aims to enhance and restore functional ability and quality of life to those with physical impairments or disabilities. These include physiatrists, physiotherapists, orthotists, prosthetists, occupational therapists, recreational therapists, audiologists, speech and language pathologists, respiratory therapists, rehabilitation counselors, physiotherapy technicians, orthotic technicians, prosthetic technicians, personal care assistants, and others. Public health practitioners. A public health practitioner focuses on prevention rather than treatment of diseases through surveillance of cases and the promotion of healthy behaviors. They may include community and preventive medicine specialists, public health nurses, environmental health officers, epidemiologists, health inspectors, and others. Stress among healthcare practitioners. Workplace stress is pervasive in the healthcare industry because of inadequate staffing levels, long work hours, exposure to infectious diseases, and hazardous substances leading to illness or death, workplace violence, and threat of malpractice litigation. According to a study or according to a report from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, studies indicate that healthcare workers have higher rates of substance abuse and suicide than other professions, and elevated rates of depression and anxiety linked to job stress. This elevated level of stress is also manifest in higher rates of burnout, absenteeism, and diagnostic errors, and reduced rates of patient satisfaction. Shortages of health professionals. Many jurisdictions report shortfalls in the number of available health human resources to meet population health needs and/or service delivery targets. The 2010 United States federal budget invested $330 million to increase the number of doctors, nurses, and dentists practicing in areas of the country experiencing shortages of health professionals. The budget expands loan repayment programs for physicians, nurses, and dentists who agreed to practice in medically undeserved areas. This funding will enhance the capacity of nursing schools to increase the number of nurses. It will also allow states to increase access to oral health care through dental workforce development grants. The budget's new resources will sustain the expansion of the healthcare workforce funded in the Recovery Act. At the international level, the World Health Organization estimates a shortage of almost 4.3 million doctors, midwives, nurses, and support workers worldwide. The shortage is reported most severe in the poorest countries, especially in sub-Saharan Africa. Healthcare systems. A healthcare system is the organization by which healthcare is provided. The exact configuration of health systems varies from country to country, but in all cases, in order to function, a system requires institutions and facilities, health workers, and a financing mechanism. Systems may be managed and/or funded by governments or operated completely or partially by private market-based institutions. In most jurisdictions, some or all providers of healthcare services are subject to government regulation. Market-based systems. Market-based healthcare systems rely primarily on individual health insurance from private providers for financing services. Health insurance, used to collectively pool the risk of incurring medical expenses, may be regulated as mandatory for all individuals in a jurisdiction, such as the case of the Netherlands, or voluntary, such as in the United States. Tax-funded systems. Another form of healthcare funding is when government makes use of general tax revenue to finance healthcare. All people are entitled to services. Coverage is therefore universal. Canada and Denmark, for example, have a publicly funded universal health insurance system. Practicing without a license. In most jurisdictions, the provision of healthcare services is regulated by government, and individuals found to be providing medical, nursing, or other professional services without the appropriate certification or license may face sanctions, including even criminal charges leading to prison. The number of professions subject to regulation, requisites for individuals to receive professional licensure, and nature of sanctions that can be imposed for failure to comply vary across jurisdictions. For instance, under Michigan laws, an individual is guilty of a felony if he practices or holds himself out as practicing a health profession subject to regulation without a license or registration or under a suspended, revoked, lapsed, void, or fraudulently obtained license or registration, or exceeding what a limited license or registration allows, or who uses the license or registration of another person as his own. The practice of medicine may be defined as any diagnosis, treatment, prevention, cure, or relieving of a human disease, ailment, defect, complaint, or other physical or mental condition by attendance, advice, device, diagnostic test, or other means, or offering, undertaking, attempting to do, or holding oneself out as able to do any of these acts. According to the MDCH, the following professions must be licensed for practice in Michigan: acupuncture, athletic trainer, audiologist, body art, chiropractic, counseling, dentistry, dietetics and nutrition, marriage and family therapy, massage therapy, medicine, nurse aide, nursing, nursing home administrator, occupational therapy, optometry, osteopathic medicine and surgery, pharmacy, physical therapy, physician's assistant, podiatric medicine and surgery, psychology, respiratory care, sanitarian, social worker, speech language pathology, veterinary medicine. In Florida, such a crime is classified as a third-degree felony, which may give imprisonment up to 5 years. Practicing a healthcare profession without a license, which results in serious bodily injury, classifies as a second-degree felony, providing up to 15 years imprisonment. In the United Kingdom, healthcare professionals are regulated by the state. The UK Health Professions Council, HPC, protects the title of each profession it regulates. For example, it is illegal for someone to call themselves an occupational therapist or radiographer if they are not on the register held by the HPC. Similarly, in South Africa, at least 12 professional titles are protected by law, subject to regulation by the Health Profession Council of South Africa. In India, practitioners of both modern medicine and traditional medicine are subject to professional regulation. Doctors are regulated by the Medical Council of India, while practitioners of Ayurveda, Siddha, and Unani medicine are regulated by the Council of Indian Medicine. See also healthcare, health system, health human resources, health insurance, dentist, dietitian, pharmacist, pharmaconomist, physician, physician assistant, medical assistant, assistant medical officer, clinical officer, physical therapist, nurse practitioner, geriatric care management, psychologist, social worker, community health worker, United States Department of Health and Human Services, health insurance cooperative, electronic super bill. Thank you for listening. My name's Stephen Starry. That's S-T-E-V-E-E-N, space S-T-A-R-R-Y. Extract retrieved March 7, 2011, and read March 15, 2011. Text is available under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 Unported License.